What happened was I got given some tickets to go to WrestleMania, and I thought, wow, this is going to be absolutely fantastic. But what I didn't realise was that actually trying to sort out the accommodation and then the flights would actually be as difficult as it was. So I realised there was a niche there quite quickly. And then because we had a travel company with a variety of other different travel brands, it was simply bolting on my passion and that niche into what we currently had.
So the very fact that you couldn't book hotels, you couldn't put supplementary tickets and that kind of thing. I understand this was a present for your ex-girlfriend, was it?
Yes, probably one of the best things that she ever did for me, actually. I genuinely didn't realise how popular it would be.
You're based in Salford, near Manchester in the UK. But where do your customers come from?
Oh, gosh, all over the world. We have a big following here in the UK, but then we've got people from Spain, Australia, literally all around the world actually booking packages with us. And in fact, actually, some of our events have got very substantial waiting lists.
Are many of these events in the United States or are they all around the world?
Most of them in the United States, especially when it comes to WWE. But then we also work with a lot of other indie brands. And also we're looking to send people now to Japan where wrestling is getting even bigger and bigger.
You say centre to Japan. Do you think you might enter the sumo wrestling market as well?
Well, I might look like a sumo wrestler, but I don't know if sumo wrestling is going to be something that we get into anytime soon. But of course, we're always open to suggestions.
But what about the niche that you've already carved for yourself, just general wrestling? Are there no other firms doing this?
No, I suppose that makes us awesome, to be perfectly honest with you. And I'm sure that people will be looking to get into it.
Why do you think the popularity of wrestling is growing?
I think it's transcended into popular culture. And actually, when you think they've got such a huge social media following, the fact that when they say something on a TV show means that it trends very, very quickly. It shows that it's very, very popular. It's only getting more and more popular. I mean, 1 billion people just shows you where it's actually going, and it's only going to go upwards. WWE is estimated to be worth around about $1.7 billion. Worldwide, the market is definitely in the billions.
Why is it so difficult to get, say, hotel rooms where these big events are?
There was a WrestleMania in Dallas a couple of years ago, and there was 101,000 people who attended. That amount of people all trying to get hotels and all trying to get different planes there, etc., etc. It really is on a first-come, first-served basis. But because of my parent company, which is Invasion.com, we've got all of these different things at our disposal in which we can get those hotel rooms early, meaning that we can put on a great package at a reasonable price.
So you're taking a risk by block booking tickets and hotel rooms. Have you ever come unstuck?
No, we haven't. And hopefully that won't happen either.
You certainly seem to be tapped into the children's mindset, and you've described yourself as a big kid.
Absolutely.
At heart. Tell me more about your management style.
Well, we do things a little bit differently, that's for sure. So, for example, about 6 months ago now, we actually turned our offices into the world's largest adult ball pit. And literally, when everybody arrived, they literally had to work out of a ball pit. We try and keep people on their toes, and we try and be different.